everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Ray settling back in after a great weekend last weekend in the Bahamas. I'm sure, Ray, when you close your eyes, you can see that beautiful water of the Bahamas very easily. It is Thursday, April the 13th, 2017. Coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, we've got our worldwide live listening. You can do that through listening through buckmastershow.com, my website, or kvoi.com. And we also have, of course, all of our podcasts. We got you up to date over the last 6 years we've been doing the program, pretty much the historic archive at buckmastershow.com. We're going to begin by talking about Tucson Air Service. If you would like to join in, if you have any questions or comments, now is the time to let us know, 790-2040. The man who can answer the questions about Tucson Air Service is Dick Runzel. Dick is the Vice President of Administration, and he is the Chief Financial Officer concerning finances at the Tucson Airport Authority, whose two principal management assets are the Tucson International Airport and Ryan Field. Dick, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
So much airline news, and a lot of it has been pretty bad for United Airlines. But it brings up the question, Dick, about the whole overbooking thing. I've heard people saying, well, there's laws that say you can't do this or that. What is the rule on overbooking?
Well, it's really, there's no, federal law or anything really that regulates that at all. It's really up to each airline. Each airline has their own rules when it comes to overbooking. And from what I understand, essentially every airline other than JetBlue has decided to engage in the overbooking. And the reason they do it is because, on average, a certain number of people just don't show up for their flight. So they're, the objective of the overbooking is when those people don't show up, that they can still have a full plane and make more money.
And of course, that is the goal of airlines, is to fill seats. And that's one of the things that we were talking to Mike Varney, the head of the chamber, who had worked really hard, as you know, Dick, to get a nonstop, the American flight to JFK. And Mike's disappointed. And a lot of people are disappointed that will be going to a seasonal service in May. And Mike shared with us, and for those of our listeners that didn't hear it, we were very close to reaching what America needed each day to make money on that flight.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating thing about it, is how close we were. I mean, because it's hard to say, based on the number of people that were getting on the flight, that it was not successful. But the problem is it just wasn't successful enough, to make it year round at this point. Doesn't mean in the future it couldn't happen again, but he's absolutely right. I mean, the difference between this being a wild success and a success is a matter of, maybe 15 to 20 people on each plane, on a plane that holds 160 people.
And those could be people that, for whatever reason, chose to, maybe they're loyal to their particular carrier for air miles. That's a factor. Some people do still insist, and I don't understand why, and I know you don't understand why either, Dick Runzel. They insist on driving to Phoenix and then going to New York.
Right.
So there were some variety. And then there's price point. That was involved too.
There's price point, and when you get into a place like New York, I mean, there's also the preference for a certain airport. Mm-hmm. I mean, so even though we have a nonstop to JFK, some people may say, well, where I'm going is right next to LaGuardia, or it's right next to Newark. So even though, I have to take a one stop, it's more important to me to go to Newark or LaGuardia.
Well, it doesn't mean that in the future we cannot restore daily service to New York. And a lot of that will depend on when the service resumes. And as our listeners know, many of them know, airlines begin booking, I think it's 330 days out. So the booking process is very well underway for when the American Daily service will resume in December.
That's correct. And, you know, at this point, coming back in mid-December, and, you know, American as well as the Chamber and us, we're all talking about, you know, things, you know, that could possibly, you know, help the performance of the flight when it comes back in December, looking at, you know, the possibility of a smaller airplane, which is not as easy as most people might think it is from the airline standpoint. You know, the possibility of changing the time of the flight, the possibility of making it maybe not run every day of the week, maybe 5 days of the week rather than seven. So there are a lot of things that, you know, once we get the data from the Department of Transportation, that really will give us, you know, real detailed information on who's flying, how much money they were paying, where they're going, you know, if there are connections. That kind of data is going to help us a lot and really help us determine what's the best way to roll this back out next December.
Well, it still is a nonstop destination. That is good news for Tucson. And another nonstop destination that we have wanted to get back on board in the Bay Area is coming soon.
And this is just tremendously exciting. This is something that, you know, we've been working on forever, practically, is to get additional service to the Bay Area in California. So Alaska is going to be starting service to San Jose on August 29th. Now, we do have nonstop service on United, which we're very thankful for. You know, there are some things about that service that it's going to be nice to have, you know, a different option. The timing on that flight was not always great. 50-seat aircraft, no first class, which, you know, some people obviously would like to have. So with Alaska starting this service in August, and the timing, you know, number one, is just fantastic for business people who want to make a meeting in Silicon Valley and can be back the same night. It's going to leave Tucson at 7:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to arrive then in San Jose about 9:30, and then the return trip about 5:35 in the afternoon from San Jose. So just absolutely perfect, you know, for business people in Tucson. And you know, competition is always good.
Well, and this is a big deal for our growing high tech industry. To connect like that with Silicon Valley is very important. And I spent part of my career, my goodness, 8 years in TV anchoring the news in San Jose. And I know that that's a great place if you're thinking about the Monterey Bay Area for a weekend. You can fly into San Jose, rent a car, whatever, and you're going to be in the Big Sur, Monterey, Carmel area 90 minutes later.
You're right. I mean, it's the Southern Bay Area. It's you know, another option, which you're absolutely right. Makes it much more convenient to get to that area, and even the Central Coast area. So it's really just another great option for everybody here in Tucson.
And with this new merger with Alaska and Virgin, the upgrading of Alaska aircraft, they're putting a lot of money into really doing a whole makeover of that airline.
Yeah, and absolutely. And this flight to San Jose is going to be a 76-seat regional jet, which will have first-class cabins every day. But you're right. The you know, Alaska, you know, with this acquisition of Virgin America, is going to really, I mean, and they have announced just an incredible number of new nonstop flights from California to various destinations, this being one of them. And you're seeing this everywhere. Alaska has always been a great partner here with us in Tucson. And you know, I think with what they're doing and the greater size that they're going to have and the reach that they have, I think there are additional opportunities for us with Alaska flying from Tucson.
And, you know, United Airlines, while we are going seasonal on American, United's going to make Chicago a daily flight, so that's good.
Yeah. You know, last year they started it, you know, strictly as a seasonal flight for about 3 or 4 weeks during, you know, Tucson's high season for tourism. This year they started it out again that way. And then just within the last month or so, they announced that they're going to make that one flight a day from Tucson to Chicago O'Hare as a year-round flight. So that's, again, great news. American flies to O'Hare twice a day. Southwest flies to Midway once or twice a day, depending on time of year. So again, three airlines flying to the same city. I tell you, that's just nothing but good news. It keeps the fares down.
All right, let's take our break right here. When we come back, we'll talk about the fine tuning with the Mexico service. And if you would like to join in the questioning of Dick Runzel, if you have any comments about air service, now is your opportunity. 790-2040. We'll be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The This is Bill Buckmaster coming up Friday on our Friday Roundtable. Tim Steller of The Star and Mari Herreras of the Tucson Weekly. Matt Russell has Weekend Watch. Our Friday Focus interview will be with the head of Tucson Water. Join us Friday at noon on Buckmaster on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice. It's our quarterly Tucson Air Service update with Dick Runzel, Vice President of Administration, and he's the Chief Financial Officer for the Tucson Airport Authority, which, of course, TIA, Tucson International Airport, is in that portfolio. So the numbers look good, though, for passenger traffic so far, Dick.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, we've been having a tremendous year in terms of passenger growth this year. So just in the month of March compared to last year, we were up over 8% in number of passengers. And for the 6 months in our fiscal year, which runs through the end of March, we're up almost 6%. It's really, really nice to see, considering, how tough it's been really since the recession started in 2008 and 2009.
Aeromar has done some fine tuning to their route, which is kind of the bread and butter of that route. Is certainly Tucson Hermosillo.
Right. And right from the beginning, when they started that route, they were running after Hermosillo. The route went on to Los Mochis, then to Mazatlan, and then to Guadalajara. To be honest, the Mazatlan and Los Mochis just weren't performing that great in terms of, especially passengers from Tucson. So what they've done is changed that route up. So now after Hermosillo, it stops in Culiacan and then directly from Culiacan on to Guadalajara. So it accomplished two things. Number one is it made it a shorter trip to Guadalajara, which, we are seeing some good traffic there between Tucson and Guadalajara. And then also adds Culiacan, which is much more of a business, travel destination to Culiacan with the agriculture industry especially. So, we're really optimistic that that's going to, just strengthen that route and really help it out.
Well, the whole airline business is one of change, and things are constantly in flux because these airlines are constantly looking at what kind of number. It's all about the numbers. You put people in seats, that's going to translate to better service.
That's it. And especially with flights to Mexico, other than Hermosillo, it's very difficult to know exactly what's going to work, because typically airlines, when you're talking about domestic routes, they know how many people are flying between Tucson and any other city in the country, frankly. When you talk about Mexico, when we've never had service to a lot of these destinations, or it was, maybe 20 or 30 years ago, you hate to say it, but there's actually a little bit of experimentation that actually, goes on to find out what is the right route that'll work.
There's a huge transformation going on at the airport, at the inside and I think outside. How about the TSA? There's some new security screening checkpoint.
Yeah, the real centerpiece of the project that's going on in the terminal right now is relocating and enlarging the security checkpoints on both concourses. So they're moving from that middle area of the ticketing lobby, and both checkpoints eventually are going to be on the far ends of the ticketing lobbies. And on the B concourse, it is almost essentially done. So the morning of Tuesday, April 18th, that new checkpoint on the B concourse will be in operation.
So eventually it will be on each side of the airport.
That's correct.
And when is that supposed to be?
On the A concourse is going to be happening, we think right now, probably late summer, maybe August, something like that. So, if you're coming to the airport the morning of Tuesday, April 18th, so if you're going to be flying on American, Delta, or Alaska, the checkpoint is going to be a different location. So be looking for that.
Now, the food and new food and beverage news, the concessions, that's all changing?
Right. everything there officially changed over on March 1st. So the previous operators are no longer there, and we have new operators. And it's really exciting, although right now the locations are temporary. So it's not, the greatest, but, they're still got a lot of product out there and some good product offerings. But yeah, this is all geared towards, when it's done, just a tremendous local presence with El Charro, Cervezas, Beyond Bread, Noble Hops, Thunder Canyon Brewery. It's really something great to look forward to.
And when will all of that happen with those local people?
It'll be happening in phases.
Okay.
Some of the first new retail outlets actually we expect to be opening sometime later in May. The food outlets are a little bit behind that schedule, but it'll be happening in phases, and it can happen soon enough, but unfortunately it's probably going to extend into early next year before all of the new outlets are open.
The parking now has the solar canopies over the lot?
Right. Several years ago, we installed solar canopies over a portion of our daily parking lot in front of the terminal. It was about a third of the parking lot in front of the terminal. So late last year, we started working on the rest of that lot. So right now, the entire daily parking lot in front of the terminal is covered with solar canopies, and now they've just started work on the hourly lot, which is out in front of the terminal. So by the time all is said and done, it's going to generate, I believe, somewhere in the range of 2 to 2.5 megawatts of electricity, which, the important thing for us is it's essentially going to be providing about 2/3, we think, of our electricity needs in the main terminal building.
And, getting back to, we've talked about this over our sessions, the people who do insist on going up to Phoenix, you really can begin your journey at Tucson International Airport, and the difference in price is in some aspects, it's actually going to be cheaper to begin the flight in Tucson, and you still will connect if you want to connect for a nonstop out of Phoenix. Because I know I've checked it personally, and I've checked nonstops Phoenix to a different East Coast destination.
Right.
Is going to be more, believe it or not, than from Tucson.
That does happen. And even when it's not, I mean, the difference is generally pretty small. And look at our parking now. So we've got all this covered parking, not only in the garage, but now the main lot out in front is also covered. $10 a day. That compares to the close-in walkable covered parking in the at Phoenix of I believe $24 a day.
Yeah, it is.
$14 a day over even 2 or 3 days, that adds up pretty quickly. And any fare difference that you may have, going to Phoenix disappears very quickly. And add on top the driving, the gas, the just your time. And many of us have experienced the drive getting back into Arizona up in Phoenix on a late night flight, and then you're faced with an hour and a half to drive, in the dark at night when you're tired and cranky, and it is not fun.
How are we looking now? San Jose gives us 20 nonstop destinations.
That's correct.
And that has improved pretty dramatically over the years.
Yeah, even a year ago,
right.
I mean, we were talking about probably 15 destinations.
So 14 or 15.
Yeah. So it really has been tremendous. And I mean, that's just one more reason, one less reason to even look at Phoenix. And, really the thing is what we ask people is to just look, what we find is that there's too many people who just don't even know all the different places we fly, and just look at Tucson first. You're keeping jobs here. You're investing in the local economy by staying here in Tucson.
How about the website? You made some upgrades there.
Right. FlyTucson.com. We just totally redid the navigation and look and feel of our website. That went live 2 or 3 months ago. Just about anything you can think of in terms of information you want about the airport, you can find it there.
All right. And all of those changes, again, we've got San Jose coming on board, nonstop service on Alaska. That's going to start August the 29th. And United with that daily O'Hare flight, has that already begun?
It is already year-round, yes.
Okay. So all of these changes coming up, and some of them are ongoing. So, and again, if you're thinking of the New York flight, yes, it's going to be the daily will go away the first week of May, but it does return in mid-December. And a lot of people, myself included, like to book a long time in advance. And there is that dispute, well, I get a better deal if I wait to the last minute. You can also get a good deal once the flight opens up.
Yeah, exactly. It's just check Tucson first. I mean, I think a lot of people will be surprised.
All right, Dick Grunzel, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Bill.
All right, coming up on 12:30 on the Buckmaster Show. We will be right back.
Since 1944, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has helped over 1 million pets in Southern Arizona. I'm Richard Carmona, 17th Surgeon General of the United States and Distinguished Professor at the University of Arizona. Join me in supporting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona in their effort to build a new animal welfare center. Keeping the pets in our community safe and healthy helps ensure that our community as a whole is safe and healthy. Please donate now, because we are all in this together.
Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, capturing the spirit of New Orleans cuisine. Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you at Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails. Open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York. And easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world. You can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Celebrate Earth Day at UA Biosphere 2 Saturday, April 22nd with a special all-day event featuring a sunset concert by Calexico. Taste Tucson's future food, enjoy hands-on activities designed to engage and educate, and hear insights on global issues from leading scientists. Experience our renowned tours and find out why Time Life Books named Biosphere 2 a must-see wonder of the world. An exciting day of dialogue and discovery, info and tickets at biosphere2.org. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. If you're looking for a fun outing Saturday morning over at Green Things, 3384 East River Road, interesting workshop, and it's free at 10 a.m. It's about salad dressings, making your own salad dressing using herbs from your own garden. So that'll be fun. That's over at Green Things, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. You can get more information at greenthingsaz.com. Let's go now telephonically to Vail, Arizona, and Dr. David Levy. Dr. Levy is the Buckmaster Show contributor on science. He's the former science editor of Parade Magazine. He now heads up, and he is the founder of the Sharing the Sky Science Educational Organization, and he is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, discovering 23 comets. How are you, David?
Hello, Bill. I'm fine. A little bit tired and overwhelmed from my recent trip to Brazil, but I'm fine. I'm okay.
When did you get in?
I got back the day before yesterday.
And that is a long trip down to Brazil.
A very long trip, about a quarter of the way around the planet.
There you go. And how did it go?
Well, it went very well, but there is one specific thing that I want to say. When I give a talk, I always like to play music in the talk. And this particular time, the audience was full of Brazilians. There were a lot of young people in the audience. There were a lot of young people in the audience, and as the phone keeps on ringing, I'm
please,
trying to get my story
yes,
out.
Have somebody pick that phone. No, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. The song that I like to play when I'm showing slides of the Shoemaker Levy 9 impact with Jupiter is the Lady in Red, a Christa Berg song, which I play in honor of Wendy, because when I first met Wendy, she was wearing the red outfit that I really fell in love with.
Oh, whoa!
And that was the first time I saw her.
Mm.
And anyway, so I started playing the music and showing slides to the comet Shoemaker-Levy 9, and then to the impact of SL9 with Jupiter. And the translator is listening, and I'm listening, and the audience is listening, and I'm kind of concentrating on the slides. And the translator comes up to me and says, "David, you better look at the audience." I turned around, and they had all turned on their cell phone lights, and they were going along with the music with a cosmic dance, a cosmic waltz of lights going through the auditorium. And I was overwhelmed. It was the most incredibly exciting part of the talk that I've ever given.
Mm.
And it really was wonderful, and I'll never forget that, what those people did.
What was the topic? Are you talking about Shoemaker-Levy 9?
I was talking about Shoemaker-Levy 9 as part of my soon-to-come-out autobiography, A Night Watchman's Journey.
Hmm.
And so the topic was A Night Watchman's Journey.
When is that book due out?
In May of 2018, May of next year.
Okay, so you're hard at work on that right now.
Yeah, it's finished, but I'm, cleaning things up and correcting the multitudinous typos and trying to get things done.
How about Sharing the Sky? You've got several activities, I think, coming up this month and next.
Yeah, we're going to be going to Brandy Fenton Park. You just mentioned it.
Yes, yes.
At the end of, I think the 29th of April, we're going to be there briefly, just informally there. We're not doing anything particularly, but we're going to be there then. We have the monthly star parties that we do at the Corona Foothills Middle School here in Vail. And then our biggest thing is our annual Adirondack Astronomy Retreat. And the retreat is something that is very popular with us. We're probably going to end it next year because Wendy and I are both getting to be 70.
Hmm.
And, you know, we're old now, Bill.
What? 70's the new 60.
Yeah, she's the new 60.
Yeah, it's the new 60. How about comets in the sky?
There
anything that we can see?
Comets in the sky that I'm going to try to get. There are two bright ones in the morning sky. Comet Lovejoy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the Pan-STAR comets are both about eighth magnitude, and I'm going to try to get those at the end of April to add to my comet tally.
And, yeah, it'd be nice if you could get 24 comets.
No, these are already discovered and known comets, but...
But it'd still be nice to get 24.
Yeah, it would be. I've
for
had
you.
23 discoveries right now.
Mm-hmm.
In under my belt, and of course, I put on a lot of weight with my belt, and so to get the comets under them would actually make me even fatter, so I have to be very careful.
Where does that put you in the, just curious about the comet discovery, the list of the most comet discoveries?
The Pantheon, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking about fifth.
You're about fifth.
Yeah, Rob McNaught is clearly the first, and he's got like 70.
Mm, my goodness.
Carolyn Shoemaker, I think, is third, and I think I'm about fifth, although I'm not 100% sure of that. Actually, I should actually check, but I think it's fifth or sixth place.
That's not half bad. How about the quote of the month from David Levy?
The quote of the month this time is going to be from Henry David Thoreau, and it's very simple and it needs no introduction. If a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music which he hears, however measured and far away.
Hmm.
And after I graduated from Acadia, I went through a very massive depression. And my brother gave me a poster of this quote. And even though I'm familiar with Thoreau, I never read that particular quotation. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful quote, and I've always loved it.
What triggered the massive depression after your graduation from Arcadia University in Canada?
I don't know. I think it was the idea of change. I really loved Acadia.
Right.
And I didn't really want to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it was that. My grandfather at the time had his beginning of his final illness. And there are just a lot of things. But, Bill, I struggled through it and pulled out of it, and I managed to pull myself together and start going back to searching for comets. And then in 1984, I found my first comet, and things have been going pretty well, mostly since then.
Yeah, the rest is history. As they say, one step forward, right?
Thank you. Yeah.
Dr. David Levy, thank you, sir. We're all set for May. We'll see you next month.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill. Take care.
Thank you very much. Buckmaster Show, reminding you that Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico is a great destination if you're looking for something to do this weekend, or you don't have to go on the weekend. You go there anytime. 3-hour drive over to Silver City. Memorial Day weekend is the 22nd annual Silver City Blues Festival. Go to southwestnewmexico.org for the things to do and places to stay. We'll be right back.
traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Celebrate Earth Day at UA Biosphere 2 Saturday, April 22nd with a special all-day event featuring a sunset concert by Calexico. Taste Tucson's future food, enjoy hands-on activities designed to engage and educate, and hear insights on global issues from leading scientists. Experience our renowned tours and find out why Time Life Books named Biosphere 2 a must-see wonder of the world. An exciting day of dialogue and discovery. Info and tickets at biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow, our Friday Focus interview, we'll be talking about water with Tucson Water Director Tim Tamur, and there'll be another Tim with me in studio, Tim Steller, columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. So it's Bill plus two Tims on the Buckmaster Show at 12:04. That's coming up tomorrow. But now we talk about air quality with Beth Gorman. Beth is the Senior Program Manager at the Pima County Department of Environmental Quality. She's on our Buckmaster Show live line. Beth, how are you?
I'm okay, Bill. I've got a little something in my throat. Maybe it's air pollution. I don't know.
It could be. What is going on this week? The air quality is just not up to snuff.
Well, no, but I mean, normally we do see March and April, we see lots of winds, and then that's been combined this time with some fires. We've had a couple of fires in Mount Lemmon that causes smoke to come down sometimes into the valley. So we've had a combination of the dust from the winds, we've had some smoke, and then we had our first ozone advisory as well. So, yeah, it hasn't been too good.
Do you have any monitors that are close to the mountains?
Well, unfortunately, we don't. We've got about 16 different monitors located around eastern Pima County, but we don't have any that are real close to the mountains. So because of that, then people can't rely on the data that's on our website to know if they may be impacted by some smoke. So what we've done is we've created an educational piece to kind of get people thinking about if they can't rely on the data from our website, they could just rely on the visibility, and they could familiarize themselves with landmarks that they know are a certain distance from either their home or their work. And then if they notice that those landmarks are really obscured, they can't see them at all. And I kind of do that from my window at work. Mm-hmm. You know, if I look towards the mountains and, you know, I can tell if they're really clear or if they're hazy. And if you're very sensitive to smoke and to air pollution, you see that it's maybe whatever that landmark is very obscured and it's only 5 miles away, then you may want to protect yourself by staying inside.
Did you issue some advisories this week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we issued last week, I think we issued some dust advisory, and then this week we issued our first ozone advisory of the year. And this is just the time of year when we tend to have that problem with ground level ozone. We're not talking about the ozone layer that's way above us that protects us from the sun. We're talking about a pollutant that we create right down here at nose level. And so what we've noticed is during the summer, because of that intense sunlight, it reacts with the pollutants that we put into the air, mostly from our motor vehicles, but also other sources. They react in the presence of strong solar radiation to form this pollutant that's really is very hard on some people to breathe.
So it's called ground level ozone. Is that what you call it?
Right, yeah. And we just try to distinguish that from the confusion that people sometimes have when they think of ozone, they think of the ozone layer. But what we're talking about is a pollutant that's down here that we're breathing during the summer. And the recent studies have shown that it can really damage lung tissue at lower levels than the EPA originally thought. So the EPA has changed the standard and lowered the standard to make it more protective of human health. And so we're probably going to be issuing more advisories, so you'll probably be hearing a little bit more about that over the summer because the standard is much more protective now.
So is it been getting worse over the years, Beth, ground level ozone?
Well, a lot of it depends on weather conditions, and it's an interesting pollutant. It's because it's not emitted by one particular source. It's a combination of different pollutants, and under the right conditions, if it's very still, if there's a lot of sun, no cloud cover, if there's not a lot of winds to disrupt that chemical reaction, then we have high levels. But if we've got a really good monsoon season, if we've got a lot of cloud cover, or if we have lots of breezes coming through, then that ozone won't be formed. So it kind of depends on the weather. And so over the years, we kind of go up and down. But I think a long-term trend, it has gotten better, and we've seen declining levels. But a lot of times, it just depends on the weather.
All right, 790-2040. If you have a question about our air quality, now is the time to call. Beth Gorman is the Senior Program Manager, Pima County Department of Environmental Quality. And you may be your throat may be closing up a little bit from this smoke and dust that's been in the air.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on, but it's always, do you think it might have something to do with being nervous? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I've probably interviewed you a million times over the years.
And you're TV such a wonderful interviewer. I've talked to people about that, how smooth you are. But it's today we're actually seeing good levels of air quality, so I've got no excuse whatsoever. But we encourage people to go on our website to sign up for advisories, too. They can do that. But there's lots of different information on our website to help them understand. And the thing about our community is that a lot of our air pollution is formed by the things that we do on a regular basis. So that's, in a way, it's a good thing, because if we really care about the air that we breathe, we can do something about that by trying to drive a little bit less each week.
If you do pledge to drive less, is there a possible reward?
Funny you should ask. There is. We have a contest going on right now. It's called The Healthy Air is in Our Hands, because, as I just said, it is. We have the power to have healthy air. And what we're trying to do is encourage people to pledge, even just one day a week, that they're going to drive less. And they're going to maybe carpool with a friend. They're going to ride their bikes to get a little exercise. But they're going to do something. They're going to jump on the bus or the streetcar and not drive. They tell us they're going to do that. And we're not going to do anything with their information except maybe notify them when they win a $100 gift card. So we're trying to encourage people to get into the habit of just trying to drive a little bit less, and then we'll all have healthier air to breathe.
What's your website?
Good question. It's basically www.pima.gov/DEQ.
Or if you Google, which I've done, just put Pima air quality in there, and it's gonna get you there.
There you go.
Okay, we've got Earth Day coming up, April 22nd. You've got a couple of activities.
We do. The month of April tends to be a month where we try to get people out and being active. We're working with Living Streets Alliance, with Ciclovia, which was a very successful event at the beginning of April. But all April long is Bike Fest, and there's lots of different activities going on. A lot of businesses are going to focus maybe on the end of the month, the last week in April, for the Bike to Work Week. So get your business involved. Try to encourage your employees to be healthy, ride their bikes. And there's some celebrations going on during the Bike to Work Week. And then also the Tucson Earth Day Festival is going to be in town at the Tucson Children's Museum on Earth Day itself. So folks can go up to the biosphere, and then they can also come down and be at the Tucson Children's Museum from 10 to 2. And there's going to be about 50 organizations that are there. You get free admission into the Tucson Children's Museum if you have a child with you. And there's lots of booths set up and giving people fun activities, but also lots of really good information on what we can do to improve the environment.
Okay, let's see if we can squeeze a quick question in from Tom about ozone. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I don't know how quick it is. Maybe you can tell me. I am curious, if there's a short answer to this, how do you actually measure, how do you test for that kind of thing? So you're saying these chemicals that we're driving and emitting from the tip, but how is that actually measured, or how does that quantified?
See if Beth can answer that. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Beth.
That is a really good question. It's easier to measure particles that are in the air because they fall on our filters, and then we weigh the filters before and after they're put into the monitors. So that's a little bit easier. The gaseous pollutants like carbon monoxide and ground level ozone, they're monitored with special equipment, and this is very simplified, but it shoots a certain type of light beam across the air sample, and then it's able to measure it that way. So it's not a weight thing that we do with the filters, but it's another way to measure what's actually in that air.
Yeah, it is. It's a good question, certainly, about how that is done. And do you have several locations then, Beth, that you do that?
Yeah, we do. We have, I think there's about 6 to 8 monitors for ozone, ground level ozone. And then, as I said before, there's about 16 monitors located all over the community, but they don't all monitor for the same pollutants. So the best thing to do is go on our website and click in the air section and look for the air quality monitoring. And there's a map, shows where the monitors are located. And I think there's also maybe better descriptions as to how they do monitor the ozone. And I can always get that information for you if you want to let me know. Contact me, and I'll get a more description for you if you'd like.
Okay, Beth, you did a great job. Thank you very much, Beth
Thank
Gorman.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Beth Gorman, Senior Program Manager, Pima County Department of Environmental Quality. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw. Mike is the host of the program, and he's ably assisted by his engineer producer Ray Allen on the other side of the glass. Coming up tomorrow, it is Friday, and I think it's a remote tomorrow on Wake Up Tucson from the Good Friday breakfast at the Tucson Convention Center. That's 6 to 9 for Wake Up Tucson, and then of course the Buckmaster Show. We always have a newsmaker interview. Tomorrow it's the head of Tucson Water, and I'll be ably assisted in studio answering or asking questions. Tim Steller will be here from the Star. Okay, on behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.